guys, and welcome back to another episode of The Blondest. I'm your host, Savannah Boda, and today I have my very special employee with me, Tyler.
Hi, guys.
Yes, he's going to be talking about skincare products and our favorite skincare brands at our med spa. So I'm super excited for... It's been a crazy Monday. Anywho, so yeah, it's been a crazy week. I haven't been podcasting in like 3 weeks because of all the stuff going on with peel season. You know, we're just packed, jam-packed. I made cute little post-peel kit boxes, and I'm so proud of them, and I love them, and I think they're really cool. What else have we been up to? We changed our fishes into a new home, another new home. So they're basically like in a penthouse now. And they're thriving. They're all doing so good. We got back from our little company retreat / my birthday celebration, which was so needed. It was so fun. But we came back to like 5,000 boxes, which I'm not going to tell y'all too much about because I am going to start doing vlogs on YouTube. We actually just released our first one, which I don't even know when you're going to hear this, next Monday. So like last week-ish, maybe 2 weeks. I don't know. Math. But I do skin, okay? Time is irrelevant to me. I'm just always working. God damn it, I forgot what I was going to say. Why is today so hard?
It's okay. You were just talking about we're going to release vlog videos on YouTube, and everyone needs to get excited and go subscribe.
Yes, go subscribe. So I'm trying to whip out 2 a week. You know, they're just making me like a dancing monkey over here. But, you know, my talents only run so far.
I believe that was your idea. But whatever, you know.
Hey. No, I said, how do we build brand awareness? You're like, you have to vlog twice a week. And I was like, you know what?
Man.
I can try to be.
Sound like a dictator.
Yeah.
Vlog twice a week.
And you're like, and 2 YouTube videos a month.
You better do it.
He's like, 8 videos total.
10,
do it now.
Actually.
Cracks whip. Oh, it's
Pow.
10. Yeah. See, I mean, you know, you have to have people in your life that push you to be great. And that's why I have Paul and Tyler. But yeah, so check out our vlogs. And yeah, so we're going to start vlogging. What else is exciting, Tyler? Anything else new? I can't even remember all the things that happened this week.
I really think you got it all. I mean, it's just more construction stuff, more dealing with the same people over and over and over, even though we don't want to.
Not people, he means construction, not clients.
Oh, absolutely not clients. We love them.
We
That's
love
the highlight of our week.
Yes. But what else? Oh, we got company merch.
Oh, that was great. The company
and
merch.
And the peel season shirts.
The peel season
and
shirts,
mask.
Y'all. You got it all.
Oh my God. My manager doesn't even know all of our accomplishments. God damn it.
I'm sorry.
Tyler.
It's too much, y'all. I'm dealing with so much every day.
You sound like you're so sad. Does he sound really sad?
Stop sounding so sad, Tyler.
I'm not sad.
You sound sad.
Okay, I just got to work up the podcast energy, you know? I'm not used to all this.
And hey, I fucking hate my job and I fucking
perform,
hate my life.
You
fucking perform. This is what me and Paul are telling
perform.
You.
Okay.
There's no
I got
warm-up
this,
time.
Come on. Yeah. No, you can't. You're thrown in. This is what it takes.
Okay.
You got this. Head in the game. Ready, set, go.
Go.
Favorite skincare product.
Now.
You don't know?
Chocolate chip cookies.
A to Z.
Okay. There you go. There you go. There you go. Faster. Paul, favorite product.
Whatever you tell me to use.
Okay, love that answer. That's good. Okay, but you guys, today's main point of the episode is to talk about skincare lines and our skincare brands. So I'm crazy and I guess just decided, you know, to say yes to every rep that's ever emailed me because I have a hard time saying fucking no to people. Shocker, you know, happens all the time. So I ended up bringing on Revitalash because the rep called me legitimately on my personal cell phone 6 times a day for the past 3 months. And you know what? I have to say to her, commend her for her sales tactics. I have to, like, that is the moral actually of life, is annoy the fuck out of somebody so they buy your product. Like, on God, because listen, I haven't even told y'all this yet. So, you know, I'm going to, it's so hard because it's like, I have a story that would go perfect in this little time hole slot, but then it's like, or should I keep telling the story I'm on? It's just like, how do I live life? It's so difficult.
The way you want to live.
It's so hard. Okay.
Go off a tangent. Hey, Family Guy.
Hey, but Paul, will you bring me back home when I need to come home?
I got you.
Okay, perfect. So
I'll be your DD.
Thank you. Cause I need you to bring me back to where I was. Cause I won't remember after I tell this story.
I got you.
Thank you. Okay. So story time is, I don't know if I talked about my cabinets, but no, wait, not cabinets, countertops, you know? Okay. Countertop horror story. So I get these beautiful new quartz, shiny, pretty, sparkling new countertops.
White.
White. Very white.
Important note in the story.
Very white. Quartz apparently is very like porous, as one would say. So you like have to be super careful, you know? And I was like, you know what? I'm a careful person, but I'm not. But I'm a clean person. I'm just like, I'm a clumsy, clean person, and it's a very hard life to live. Okay. Anywho, so when I got moved in, you know, all that stuff was so crazy. We had so much going on that I didn't even notice the issues on my quartz because it has those little like striations and stuff like marble wood. So, you know, I wasn't looking that close because there were so many eyesores everywhere else that were just like grabbing my attention. Anyway, so there was all these scratches and black like grout stuff all over in this big, massive like shoe print on my brand new countertops. And I'm like, oh yeah, let's just get like a wipe. Like let's get some, you know, lavender Myers spray and it should be fine. That didn't work. I'm like, you know what? When in doubt, magic eraser it out. And so I pull out the magic eraser and that little fucker failed me. And then I was like, if the magic eraser doesn't work, nothing's going to work. Like y'all know that moment when you have tried everything and you're like, ah, magic eraser, no doubt here. And then you use it and that's when you know you're fucked and it's not fucking coming out. Yeah. Okay. So that was me. And I was so upset. I was like, where could this come from? I'm like having all of these like visions and like thoughts of like how this could occur. And then it dawned upon me that it wasn't me. Cause I was like, I mean, you know, sometimes I do go a little crazy, but I'm not like dancing on my countertops. And I know my clients aren't dancing on my countertops. And I know Tyler for damn sure isn't standing on my countertops.
Absolutely not.
So then we go tell the landlord and he's like, yeah, they probably installed it that way. Like it's probably the countertop people's fault. And we're like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So we talk to the countertop people and they're like, no motherfuckers. Here's pictures of it covered in plastic, delivered perfectly. Thank you very much. Goodbye. And then Doug's like, oh, I name dropped. It's fine. You'll never hear this. He's like very old. And if he does, you know, I'm sorry. You did it to yourself, sweetheart. I love you. Please love me back.
We do love you, Doug.
We do love you, Doug. Sorry about that. But no, I mean, actually, I don't. But like, okay. Anyways, he won't hear this, Tyler, right?
No, but I like Doug. Oh, do we have beef now? She's silent, y'all. I don't hate Doug. I think he's a smart guy.
You can leave. Oh my God. Doug has been so bad to me.
I wasn't there for any of that though.
But you were.
And you haven't told me the story.
Okay. I'm sad now.
I got you. I know how bad Doug has been.
He's been so mean to me.
It's okay. Anyways.
Before I was there.
Hold on.
Always.
Back to the story.
Always.
Back to the story.
Okay.
So the boot, you said
the boot.
It was all the plastic and they said, nope, sorry. Bye fuckers.
Yes. And so
back to Doug.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so hurt. It's fine. He's the reason for the teardrops on my guitar, but it all live. Anywho, so going forward, I was like so sad about this and I was like, I don't know what to do. And he's like, well, I don't know about it, but you've had so many people in there and I'm not fixing it. It's $4,000 if you want to do it. And I'm like, better not. And so then basically, you guys, what saved my ass is 2020s technology, iPhones and photo timestamps and date stamps. Okay.
And your detective skills.
And my detective skills. God fucking right. So I'm like the smartest person I fucking know on, honestly, like I'm not trying to boast that too hard, but like sometimes I literally shock myself with how I can figure things out. And I think most women, we can say that, like, our detective skills, it's just like one day, you know, you're just like in a bath, or, you know, you're driving to work, or, you know, you're eating or whatever, and you just have this like epiphany and you just like solve a huge random ass mystery. It happens all the time to me. I'm sure it happens to you. Connecting the dots subconsciously. Anyways, and so I'm like looking back at these pictures and I'm like, okay, so when it's covered in plastic, there's no black splash up. And so I was like, I think the black is from there. And then I was like, oh my shit. The landlord's salesperson had sent me photos of my backsplash going up mid-process. And I'm like, I wonder if in the photos you can see if the plastic covering is on my countertops or not. And guess what? It fucking wasn't. And this motherfucker was standing on my countertops and he had all of his like black grout supplies just like bare and like open all over my countertop. And that's how your girl got her countertops replaced. And I annoyed the living shit out of Doug. I was like, listen, I know you don't want to deal with me. I don't want to deal with you, but I'm going to annoy you. I will walk over to your office. I will call you. I will fucking text you. I will IM you. I will write you handwritten letters until you fix my goddamn countertop. I worked way too damn hard to get this place and have something you had your men do and fuck up my shit. But I didn't say it that way, of course. But I did say, I will annoy you until it's done.
No,
verbatim.
You really said basically all of what you said.
Without the cuss words.
Yeah, that's basically, I was there for that conversation.
Yeah, I mean, it's been so bad, you guys. It's been so bad. And like, yeah, like Tyler said, he respects him as a businessman because he like doesn't want to fucking pay for shit and he knows I'm stupid and young. But that's why I don't like Doug. That's why nobody likes Doug Tyler, because he takes advantage of young people. Like Paul has seen it. It's so bad. Like the shit he's done to me and made me pay for that, like, was not my issue because he knows I don't know what I'm doing is fucked up.
Agreed.
So, yeah, that was my tangent. So let's bring her back home.
So rewind back to you saying yes to all the products.
Oh yeah.
To every single rep that has ever come in.
Exactly.
Now we're going to talk about some of the favorite products.
Yes.
Of yours.
Of mine. Okay. So yeah, I brought on Revitalash, which is a lash growth serum, you guys. And I'm so excited because I absolutely love doing my own lash lifts and tints. It's a skill that I have acquired. It's not fun. That's why I don't do it often. But anyways, I love using it because it makes my lash lifts look so good when my lashes look long. So we brought on Revitalash because the rep literally called me, like I said, 6 times a day on blocked numbers, like literally like random calling numbers. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. It's $500 to start it. Let's do it. Like, whatever. So now we have Revitalash. Buy it, please. And then we also brought on IS Clinical, which is something I've been eyeing for a little bit because we'll be honest, I don't really love all of their products, but I do really love their honey cleanser. And that's what sold me, you guys. It literally makes me so hungry. It's like a warming honey cleanser. It is so freaking amazing. I do my facial massages with it. And like, it actually makes me want to do facial massages on myself, like when I'm taking a bath, because I need to do that because I clench my jaws. My masseters always hurt. It's the worst thing ever. So if you need a good cleanser, you guys, I'm obsessed. And we're also bringing their sunscreen because some of my homegirls love it, like the LA facialist, Candace Marino. She got me hooked on that. And then we're also going to bring on the active serum because that is a fan fave. And then we also, what's the other line I brought on today? Anti-Age. I brought that on, which is an amazing stem cell growth factor microneedling serum, which I'm sure any of my industry lovers are, you know, aware of what it is. So I'm super excited about that. Super results driven. Is that all I've brought on?
Yes.
Just those three?
Yes.
Yeah, just three. He's like very monotone now.
Yes, I mean, you're wanting to bring on the Diamond Glow, but that's a machine. That's
yeah.
Not a product line.
Yeah.
But no, I think that's all we've been eyeing lately. We don't have any more room in the product closet to bring any more lines on.
Yeah, that's something I never thought would happen, was my huge product room not having space anymore. It's so bad. I don't even know what's taking up all the space, but we could go on top and underneath.
Yeah, you did buy a step ladder for in there, so we can definitely expand up there. But we also have extra supplies up there.
Yeah.
Already.
We do. So let's talk about some of my other favorite products. I would say my favorite cleanser is Okay, so it's a triple tie. Well, Ty is only one person. Wait, no, Ty is two people. A triple place winner is Honey Warming Honey Cleanser, IS Clinical, the Oxygen Infusion Wash from Skin Better. And then I combine these two together because it's the same product line. So my signature double cleanse, which is the Gentle Facial Wash with the Vitamin C Cleanser. And I use the Vitamin C Cleanser first. And then I do the Gentle Facial Wash after. Those are both Glymed, but they've been out of stock of the Vitamin C Cleanser for so long. So just be patient, guys. It'll come back soon. What are your favorite cleansers?
I have really only used acne targeted cleansers in the past. So, I mean, the one I'm on right now, the Acne Face Wash from Face Reality, I like it a lot. I feel like it works the best out of all the ones that I've used.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'd say
that. Yeah, I love all the Face Reality ones for my acne clients. They are amazing. What was I going to say? Oh, you guys, Skin Better came out with the new cleansing gel. And okay, I lied. This is my favorite cleanser. I forgot about it because it's so new and they haven't released it yet. But you guys, you know, when you do your first cleanse, no matter how good your cleanser is, even if it's an oil cleanser, like, doesn't fucking matter. If you have makeup on, you look up, you look like a raccoon, right? After your first cleanse, like, it takes two. Okay, this cleanser, on God, took off my winged eyeliner and mascara so freaking fast in one wash. I'm so obsessed with it. I can't wait for it to come out. I'm going to buy literally like 400 of them and sling those things out the med spa because they are that good. I can't wait. It's 8 ounces. It's good for post-procedure skin. It sounds like this is an ad, but it legitimately isn't. I just love it so much. Like,
Oh, Savannah came to work the next day shocked.
Yeah, jaw drop.
She called our rep immediately.
I was like, this shit right here. That's not good, good. I was like, this is it, sis. Like, this is it. So, yeah, that's my favorite cleanser. It should be coming out soon. They're trying to correct and fix the pump. But Skin Better is one of my absolute favorite product lines. My absolute favorite retinoid is from there. It's called the Alpharet, but I use the Alpharet Intensive because I like a little bit more glycolic. And that's the only difference. People always get confused the difference between regular Alpharet and Intensive Alpharet. And it's the glycolic. It just has a little bit more glycolic. And for you guys that don't know, it is the gold standard of retinoids, you guys. It is the first tretinoin complex that is available to people through physicians. You don't need like a prescription for it. You just have to get it through a physician, med spa, anywhere that has a medical director. I actually have a patient portal on my website, savannahboda.com, where you just have to make an account and then you can shop all Skin Better products and they get shipped right to your door. And they always have really cool deals and things like that. So if you guys are interested, that's where you got to go. SavannahBoda.com. That is SavannahBoda.com. I literally should have been a radio host, except I stumble my words too much for that. But I could have.
And they definitely should go to Skin Better's Instagram and look at all their before and afters because
so good.
All of their products are amazing.
So amazing. So yeah, Alpharet is my favorite retinoid and you don't get any irritation with it, which is the most wonderful part. It's results driven. It gets into the skin. It is 2020 technology. Tretinoin has nothing on this product. It even has niacinamide. Like, how could it not be like perfect? It is. It's beautiful. And so that's my favorites from Skin Better. And now let's talk DMK. So I also carry a line called DMK and I absolutely love DMK. They do enzyme therapy, which is the coolest concept. And I'm sure if you're an SD, you know what that is. So DMK enzyme therapy, basically what it does is it gets your skin functioning like a 7-year-old's again. So we all know we're standing up 90% of the time and all of our blood is rushing to our feet. And we all know you have to have oxygen blood flow to get those cells working and that plump collagen and just everything works better when you have good oxygenation of the skin, good circulation. So what this does is it brings blood back to the face and it helps with circulation. It helps with lymphatic drainage. So if you have a bloated face from a day after drinking, or if you just have a round moon face like me, it's awesome to help chisel your face a little bit. And it's so great for detoxifying. I absolutely love it, you guys. It helps with acne, pigment. You can do it when you're pregnant. I literally at least once a month do my entire body. I always do my face once a month, but sometimes I do my entire body and it helps with cellulite, helps with stretch marks. It is so cool. But they also have a product line and I absolutely love their products as well. So my favorites from them, hands down, number one would be A to Z and Beta Gel. And they're actually probably tied because I love them so much. A to Z is the best sunscreen I have ever used, you guys, no cap, on God. It is amazing. So what it is it's literally everything in one. But I still do everything else, you know, but it's an antioxidant. It's a moisturizer. It is a sunscreen and it gives you full protection and it has an amazing coverage and they come in three shades. And the reason I love it so much is because it is color friendly. It has dark shades that literally are dark enough to match my darkest African-American client. And I absolutely love that because there are so many lines. I love Skin Better, but I don't love that they don't have a compact and I'm very open about that. Their darkest shade won't go past a fat, like a Fitz 5. But DMK, their A to Z, it is so inclusive. They have a shade that is so white that it's even too white for me. And if y'all have seen me without a spray tan, I am Casper. So I use the Sunkissed Nude, which blends into my skin so good. I absolutely love it. Tyler uses the same one. Adriel uses it as well. So it's expensive. That's why I really don't carry it in spa because it's just like one of those things. If someone asks me like what I put on in the morning, that's what it is. And I reapply with my Sun Better Compact because I love that shit too so freaking much. Everyone has it. But like I said, they just need a darker shade for my darker clients. But anyone that's a Fitz 1 through 4 can honestly use the Sun Better. And it's way more affordable. But, you know, for me, I use both. So I get the best of both worlds. But if you want to be bougie and ball out a little bit, email us at thedallasesthetician@gmail.com and we can get you a little sunscreen. So my other favorite is Beta Gel. Beta Gel is so good for wound healing, you guys. And mark my freaking words when I say hyaluronic acid is over. Beta glucan is the new wave. It is way more hydrating. It has anti-inflammatory properties. It is literally liquid gold is what I like to call it. I think it's my favorite serum, like to be quite honest, because it helps with everything, you guys, like bug bites, sunburns, eczema, little babies with rashes. There are so many pictures of people that have had a sunburn and they put on Beta Gel and literally 24 hours later, their sunburn is gone, like bad sunburns. It's helped people with burns heal. It helps with scarring. It helps with literally any kind of wound that you have. It will heal it. It is so great. And redness, post acne marks, and it hydrates and it's anti-aging. Like, what more could you want from this little guy? Like, he is just pumping out all of this greatness all the time and no one gives him love and it makes me sad. So I think we should all support this king because he is doing the most for us and we don't give him the time or day. So Beta Gel, you guys, if you can't tell how much I love it, like I would fill a hot tub full of that shit and just like bathe in it for 5 to 6 business days. It is so good. The pictures, you guys, the before and afters that I see with it, like, it's just great. So Beta Gel for sure. And then if I had to pick a third favorite from DMK, I would have to say CBE because I love me a good oil and it actually does help so much with hydration and just that dewy, glowy look. So I'd say that's my favorite from DMK. And then
my favorite from DMK is Actrol powder for sure.
Oh yeah. I love Actrol powder. Well, that's because I don't use it because I don't need it anymore.
Normal skin.
Yeah.
But Actrol powder is great. It has antibacterial properties, anti-inflammatory, all the antis, and it's great for excess oil, sebaceous flow. Did I say that right?
Yeah. Yeah, it helps with the sebaceous glands, and it's really good for wound healing as well. They actually use it to pack wounds in the OR, so it's a really amazing product. And same thing, anything DMK, you have to email us to order because they don't let any sales online happen. So we can't put it on our website for free ordering, and you can't get it on their website. You have to order it through email. So yeah, that's my favorite from those. And then from Glymed, God, I just have so many favorites from them. I really love Glymed because they do good sales. So they make skincare very accessible and affordable. And I really love that they're part, I can't talk today. Their products pack a punch, and they have a lot of overlapping ingredients in a product, so you don't have to use 50 different serums. So my favorite from them, I would have to say, would be Living Soul Clarifier, because it's a really good, affordable alternative to a vitamin C. It's $44, because I know it's hard to, like, for everybody to be able to buy like $150 vitamin C. So that guy packs a punch, and he does the job. I love him. He has tyrosinase inhibitors, which, if you don't know what that is, it helps with pigmentation. So it helps reverse pigmentation. It helps protect your skin from free radical damage, pollution. It is the best. And then I also love the anti-aging exfoliating mask. I use that all over. I have a huge size of it at my house, and I scrub my whole entire body from my toesies to my like forehead all the time, every day. I love it so much. And with that product, it is a glycolic, a lactic, and a salicylic, and it has little beads that are eco-friendly, so don't worry. And so it's going to be a physical and chemical exfoliant, and it smells like licorice. So it has that good licorice root tyrosinase inhibitor. So it's good for pigment. It's good for acne. It's good for texture. It's good for oily skin. It's good for dry skin. It's good for aging skin. I hate the name because it's so like, you know, just it's too small of a name, because it's such a broad product. It works for everybody. So yeah, that's one of my faves. And then the oxygen treatment cream. Oh my God. It feels like liquid, like velvet silk on your skin. It's so soft. It's so silky. It's so just scrumptious and beautiful. And it just makes you look like a glazed donut. And it is my favorite moisturizer, hands down. And that's really big for me to say, but that would be it. I usually don't just be like, there's just one, but it won my heart. That's how good it is. I love it. I love it so much. So yeah, I think those are my Glymed faves. And of course, the Lip Science, the lip balm that's plumping, and it literally makes you look like you got lip injections. I freaking love it. And it gives you good circulation, so your lips are like a natural, like, pinky color for at least 3 hours. Like, I'm not even kidding, 3 hours. What about you?
I like the Ultra Hydrogel. Yeah. Again, this is hard for me because I'm a strict face reality kind of guy now. And it's been a while since I've been playing with the other products, but I used to love the Ultra Hydrogel, love the Cell Protection Serum. I love the CBD Booster.
They're all so good. I forgot the CBD Mist.
Oh, the CBD Mist smells so good.
It's niacinamide and CBD. I literally go through a bottle like in a week. I spray it all over me. It is so refreshing. It's so good.
She put a tester bottle in the bathroom just so she could go and use it.
And everyone else, so they know how amazing it is. I love it so much, you guys. What other product line do I have? Face Reality. So Face Reality, things I love from them, sulfur spot treatment, you guys. Anytime I have any kind of big blemish, anything like that, sulfur spot treatment literally saves the day so fast. And then, of course, the benzoyl peroxide, which is such a controversy in the aesthetics industry, but I like it in moderation. Of course, you know, you have to be careful with it because people do get irritations, but it's not going into your fucking bloodstream. So all you Karens can chill the fuck out, okay? Literally, the plastic from your water bottle is worse than benzoyl peroxide. Okay. So anyways, with, you know, short contact and short-term use, it's fine. And so is hydroquinone, because chemicals are okay. I love chemicals. I'm going to make a shirt that says that, because everyone's like, organic. Is it like organic and GMO free? I'm like, I don't fucking know.
It's going to give you results.
Yeah. I'm like, water is a chemical. That's what I say. I'm like, H2O, sis, H2O. It's a chemical. Everything's a fucking chemical. You are a goddamn chemical. You're not organic. You're chemical. You're made of them. So yeah, anyways, man. It's deep. It goes that deep. I will go at it. Natural is not better. Okay. I will stand on this hill until I die, and I will die alone on this hill. But yeah, Facereality Mendelic Serum. Ugh, I love Mendelic. Mendelic is my favorite alpha hydroxy acid. Said that on Instagram today. It is so good. It's anti-inflammatory. It helps lighten. It's safe for dark skin types. I hate when people always push salicylic acid like it is the only acid that will help acne. And, you know, salicylic is a BHA. It's great for oily skin. It's great for blackheads and things like that. But when it comes to more hormonal cystic acne and when it comes to treating more sensitive and darker skin types, Mendelic is going to be the way to go. And it literally is just such a powerful, powerful antioxidant serum as well as an alpha hydroxy acid. So I just love that guy. He's so good.
He's the best.
He is. And then my third, well, I already said three, but let me give my fourth. My fourth is the Brighten Sea Mask. I love it. I really do love that stuff. What about you, Ty?
I would say the Mandelic Acid. Like you said, I used to, before I started seeing you, I used to kill my face with salicylic acid, just trying to get rid of my acne. And it never, ever, ever freaking worked. Like ever. And then second, I start using Mandelic Acid. The only time I get breakouts is whenever I'm lazy and I don't do my skincare routine. So,
or when we just order a bunch of cheesy, shitty food.
Yeah.
Which is a lot.
Yeah. At night, closing duties go a little late. I'm like, I'm hungry.
We're like Grubhub? Question mark.
Grubhub? DoorDash?
DoorDash, literally. So yeah, I think that I covered all the product lines, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. All right, guys. So that's all we have for this episode. I will see you guys next Monday. Make sure you download this episode and leave us your reviews. We want to hear back from you. We want to hear what you want to hear. And make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is Savannah Boda. We will be having 2 vlogs a week. So stay tuned for more behind the scenes of Savannah Boda Aesthetics. Bye, guys.
Bye.